I want to bring you in, Jen, on this specific question of for Donald Trump, for Sean Hannity, for a few other select spots on Fox being a partisan issue where they go wall to wall, if it's Harvey Weinstein or if it's Al Franken, and where they, you know, Sean Hannity saw fit to leave it up to Alabama to decide whether Roy Moore's assault on 9 women who were ages 14 to 28, every last one of them in incredibly vulnerable positions. He was in his early 30s. That doesn't justify the same kind of scrutiny, and for Donald Trump, at least, the same kind of Twitter attention, and as Eli said, cutesy-pootsy nicknames as a Democrat.
Yeah, it's like a weaponization, political weaponization of sexual harassment, and it's just the height of cynicism. And it's not, you know, honestly, that's what I would expect from Donald Trump, and it's what you expect from Sean Hannity. But it's not just them; it's Mitch McConnell, who was very quick to call for ethics investigation of Senator Franken, which is an appropriate thing to do. But he was not sincere in doing that. He was doing that to try to put Democrats.
But he also, Mitch McConnell's interesting, because he also was the first big national Republican figure to say these words, "I believe the women," about Roy Moore's accusers.
I believe the women about Roy Moore's accusers, but where's the investigation of President Trump? And he, you know, what I found so disturbing about that Access Hollywood tape is they let you do whatever they want. Like, that is not just about sex. That's about power. That's about dominating women. And he is going to continue. He's never going to be held accountable for this. I mean, the test is whether or not the person admits it's true. That's when you have an investigation. Until the Republicans on the Hill start holding him accountable for this and for Russia transgressions, too.